Hello, this is Paul Stokes, backstage at the Xperia Access Q Awards. I've just been joined by Kasabian, running for office indeed, Serge. I've just been joined by Kasabian, who have won two awards, Best Live Act and Best Act in the World Today. Congratulations, gentlemen.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Thank you.
you've topped it. You've got more awards than anyone else today. How does that make you feel?
Invincible, you know. Like, I feel fantastic, by the way. You know, we've come here today. It's an early start. And we've won the best awards in the world.
What's that early start all about? 12 o'clock?
Yeah, yeah. Or drinking time afterwards.
I thought it was 4 o'clock, the awards, you know.
Fucking too early, man, that.
Turn it out of bed.
You're fucking yawning.
I'm fucking yawning.
It's the earliest you've got up in age, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I suppose it is.
We happens to have children, my friend.
Now, you played two massive, massive gigs this year in particular, Glastonbury and obviously the hometown show in Leicester. I mean, what were those moments like for you as a band?
Kind of ridiculous, really.
Ask this fucking carrot. Ask him. Ask this guy. I'm sick of interviews. Ask him. Go on. Ask him what it was like. Go on. Ask him.
He said it was
fucking ridiculous. You know what I mean?
Go on. Ask him.
Amazing. Amazing. Incredible. Massive. Just, a spectacle to behold.
Do you know, like, the sun was like just a blur and stuff because the Leicester show in Glastonbury was amazing. So, what do you want me to say?
I want to tell you, tell me what year it's been for Leicester. You know, you get promoted. Leicester the city. You play a gig there and then you beat some football team called Man United or something.
Killed them. I love it, yeah.
Were you there?
My dad was there. My old man was had a heart attack, bless him, fucking hell. Nearly died again. But, yeah. My dad was there with my brother John James and stuff, so, you know.
Enjoy that game, Serge?
I mean, I still can't quite get over the fact that we beat United like that. I mean, we were 3-1 down, 60 minutes gone. We were 3-1 down. I mean,
and can you get over the fact you headlined the park?
No, I mean, I don't really know what to say. I mean, the city's not been the same. Every time I go into a pub, I get a drink because the landlord goes, "That's for fucking Victoria Park," you know. Because, I mean, you know, it was there were stories of bars closing at 9:30 because they'd ran out of drinks. And they went, you know what, fuck it, we've made so much money, we're not going to reopen because there's going to be so much trouble after the gig. I mean, honestly, the city has never been the same. And hopefully, you will find in the next 5 or 10 years, filmmakers, artists and musicians coming from a small little town in the middle of England called Leicester, due to that gig, I hope.
Well, I hope so, indeed. And what is next then? What do you do next year to come back here and win 3 awards?
Well, what do you do? I don't understand, you know, I mean, how far do you take it? I mean, fuck knows. I don't know. Only God knows, you know. It's in his hands, isn't it? Ask Ian.
We do what we do, you know what I mean? We do what we do, but it's just give. Just keep giving.
There's a few schemes.
Just keep giving.
Keep giving.
What is it? Do you think you're right? It's not comic relief, mate.
It's for the kids.
Text 64622.
Children in need.
Kasabian, best act in the world today and best live act. This is Q Awards. Congratulations. So, will you vote for me? Will you vote?
As if, like, done.
David Cameron's in a lot of trouble.
Vote for Stokesy.
Kasabian, ladies and gentlemen. Congratulations.
Thank you, Stokesy.